Warren News. I'm John Scott. The GOP-led House Homeland Security Committee is holding a second hearing focused on the impeachment proceedings against Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas amid President Biden's border crisis.
The ongoing hearing is examining the impact Secretary Mayorkas' border crisis is having on Americans across the country. Tammy Nobles, who lost her 20-year-old daughter to a suspect identified as an undocumented immigrant from El Salvador with ties to MS-13, is testifying. Cochise County Sheriff Mark Denos, a 40-year-old veteran of law enforcement whose jurisdiction in Arizona borders Mexico, is also testifying about his experience tackling illegal cross-border activity. Edwin Mora, Washington.
Also at SRNews.com, Pakistan's Air Force has launched retaliatory airstrikes in Iran, allegedly targeting terrorist positions, killing at least 9 people and further raising tensions between the neighboring nations. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The strikes follow Iran's Tuesday attack on Pakistani soil that killed 2 children in the southwestern Baluchistan province. Mumtaz Zahra Balok, a spokeswoman at the Pakistan Foreign Ministry, says Pakistan will protect and defend its national security against threats.
Pakistan undertook a series of highly coordinated and specifically targeted precision military strikes against terrorist hideouts in Sistan-o-Baluchistan province of Iran.
The strikes imperil diplomatic relations between the two neighbors. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
On Wall Street, stocks are mixed. The Dow is 10 points in the red, but the NASDAQ is up 98 points. This is SRN News. Transgenderism is on the rise all across the country.
According to a report by the medical analytics firm Definitive Healthcare, diagnosis of gender dysphoria has increased sharply in 49 out of 50 states since 2018. It went up the most in Virginia, where cases have increased 274% in the last 5 years. However, the study also reveals that in states that have banned sex change operations on anybody under the age of 18, diagnosis of gender dysphoria has begun to drop off. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Utah's Republican legislative leaders pledging to reinforce laws they passed last year requiring parental permission for kids and teens to access social media apps. Pro-family groups support the measures, which are designed to prevent children from accessing pornography, amongst other things. However, 2 of the laws face court challenges over their constitutionality. Both are set to take effect March 1st. This is SRN News. The investigation is continuing, and now the focus is on the production of the fuselage panel that blew out of an Alaska Airlines jet mid-flight earlier this month.
National Transportation Safety Board Chair Jennifer Homendy says the door plug was made in Malaysia by Boeing's leading supplier, Spirit AeroSystems, and investigators are going to look into how it was produced and how it was installed. Boeing CEO David Calhoun visited Spirit AeroSystems factory in Wichita, which installs the part, telling workers, engineers, and mechanics are going to learn from the incident and get better. Airlines have inspected 40 Boeing 737 MAX 9 jets identical to the one involved in the accident. The Federal Aviation Administration says it will review the findings and develop a maintenance process before letting the planes carry passengers again. I'm Ben Thomas.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.